Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we're getting you set for week four of high school football on Friday night. And now we'll talk Hiawatha Redhawks football with head coach Michael Downard. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, 49-7, a loss to Holton last week, taking the first loss of the year. Holton, of course, one of the best teams in the state. How would you assess how that game played out for you?
Oh, yeah. Holton's pretty dang good. They played really well. You know, I thought our offensive line, we played well. We did move the ball a little bit, you know. Would have liked to see us score a little bit more. But we knew Holton would be tough defensively. You know, they impressed, Holton have really impressed us. The coaches we were talking about, you know, their kids are so physical. They do a great job of playing hard. You know, I thought our kids battled the best they could, but, you know, it kind of broke away late and opened it up. You know, I thought our kids did a good job of trying to stick with them.
We'll start district play this week, and you get back-to-back road games against a couple teams out of the North Central Kansas League, and we'll kind of dive into that momentarily. But as you sit here with three games in, your team's at 2-1. I know some injuries have kind of bit you a little bit, but overall, how do you kind of assess the first 3 weeks of the season?
Well, I think we've had some young guys step up. Like you mentioned, we had the injury bug bite us a little bit, and we've been kind of dealing with that. But, you know, just impressed with our younger guys, really impressed with our older guys as well. They've been doing a good job staying the course. You know, we talked about, they know the injuries that we sustained. And the biggest thing as coaches, we just try to keep everybody going, keep everybody positive, and it's been tough at times. But, you know, I think our older guys, especially some of our linemen, we've done a good job stepping up, keeping everybody motivated, trying to keep everybody hungry for the next one. So,
Hiawatha getting sent for district play on Friday night. They'll be on the road at Clay Center. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Hiawatha head coach, that is Michael Downard. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop as we get set for district play as week four of high school football is here starting on Friday night. Well, coach, let me get the overall takeaways here from this district, your overall thoughts. Class 3A, District 5, you are in this district with Clay Center, Rock Creek, Concordia, and Marysville. When you look at it as a whole, how tough is this district?
Well, I think it'll be real tough, you know. Partly for a couple reasons, you know, traveling. This will be a little bit new to us. Clay Center going out to Clay Center this week, you know, Concordia next week. Rock Creek, Marysville have a little bit of familiarity with them. Played them a little bit in the past. So we've seen them. We kind of understand who they are. But, you know, we haven't been out of Clay Center or Concordia in a while, from my understanding. And, you know, I haven't played them. I grew up in Marysville, so I grew up with those guys in our league, and they've always had, you know, pretty solid physical football teams. That's kind of my assessment is that, you know, when I turn on the film, you know, Clay Center are gonna try to hit you in the mouth. They kind of do the same things offensively and defensively that we do. So I imagine our practices are pretty similar, and the things that they're coaching their kids or telling their kids are the same thing we're probably telling our kids, you know. But like you said, it's a little new, and, you know, I think it'll be good for us. See some new competition, see somebody else other than Anemaha or Sabetha, some of those teams. So, you know, I think the kids are up for the challenge.
Clay Center, as you mentioned, the opponent this week, the Tigers are 2-1. They lost their first game to Wamego, but they've won back-to-back games against Chapman and Abilene. When you look at keys to the game and kind of expectations this week, what's it going to take to go on that little lengthy road trip and go out and come out with a win?
Yeah, I think, you know, line play. I always say this every week. It's like line play. You know, but those guys did a good job, like I said, against Holton. You know, I think we got some things to build on, and we've been working on them hard this week in practice. But, you know, the line, the physicality, how physical can we be? You know, we'll have another new guy at a quarterback. So it'll probably be Alex Pyle. He's been doing a great job for us in practice this week. And, you know, he took some reps in the JV or in the that Jeff West game. And, you know, I was a little nervous, but thinking about, you know, back to that Jeff West game, Alex did a pretty good job. So I'm excited to see what he can come out and bring to the table for us.
Well, there it is. That is Michael Downard, head coach at Hiawatha. Battle of 2-1 teams this Friday as district play starts. Clay Center playing host to Hiawatha. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck against Clay Center on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.